You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Kia ora, Penny. Oh my God, I wish people could see the stupid little dance we all just spontaneously started doing to the... Something about this sting really sends us into a strange mood on a Monday morning. Nice to have you in the studio. What are we talking about in the world of clothes?
I thought that we would carry on with the sailor suit. Last time, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the Navy uniform, the fact that it kind of came into play quite late in military history in the mid-19th century. But I think it's kind of the one uniform that's translated into different kind of fashion spheres. So yeah. I kind of thought that I would talk a little bit about that, primarily about how the sailor suit became a standard children's uniform in a way. So it's been a school uniform to, I think, a lot in Japan, like unusually.
True.
But also, you know, if you think about the 1920s, it was really predominant then. But it actually started in around 1846, 1845, when Queen Victoria decided to dress Albert Edward, the Prince of Wales, in the uniform, which was, you know, it just come into play. It just been accepted as a standard uniform.
This was her son, Albert, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He went on to...
She wasn't getting her husband, Albert.
Yeah, no, Edward
into a little sailor's costume.
Albert Edward went on to be Edward the Eighth.
Got
it.
And okay.
She did it to actually please the Queen's consort, which was Prince Albert. And they were travelling to, I think, Ireland on a yacht or a boat, royal yacht. And so she decided that it would be really cute to kind of put him in the naval uniform. Also, especially when you think about the fact that at that time, the English Navy was the most, like, it was the world power of the seas, in a sense. You know, if you think about colonisation and all that kind of thing, they were going around doing naughty things all over the place. And then because Prince Albert loved the outfit so much, he actually got an artist called Winterhalter to do a famous portrait, or do a portrait which became very famous. And of course, because the royal family were, you know, the people to kind of copy, especially in America, people just dressed their children in the uniform.
That's crazy.
Yeah, boys always wore shorts and trousers. Girls always wore a pleated skirt because, of course, you know, girls weren't allowed to wear trousers.
No, so you have to wear sort of like uniform skirt somehow.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you said it's like something that's quite associated with Japanese school uniforms, because I think of Madeleine, the French cartoon with the little girl. I had a little doll of her when I was a kid.
Frolicking around.
And that was like a little sailor's suit, essentially.
Yeah,
that was her school uniform.
It's crazy, because actually it's interesting that you say that, because I also looked into the Breton striped shirt, and that actually started as a navy uniform.
True.
And it was first introduced in 1858, and it was for all French navy seamen in northern France. The original design featured 21 stripes, one for each of Napoleon Bonaparte's victories.
Oh my God.
There were 21 20 millimeter wide white stripes and 21 10 millimeter navy stripes.
The more you hear about Napoleon in history, the more he just seems like the tiniest little ego ever.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just going to scream that I've like won 21 battles against the British.
What about the losses? You know, put those on there.
Yeah. Is it true that he was really short, or is that a historical
myth? I think it's real, is it not?
No, I'm pretty sure he was below average height.
I feel like it was one of those like sort of myth-busted things, but I might have just made that
he
up.
He would be happy that you think that.
Yeah, someone on the text machine, I'm sure we'll know. Was Napoleon Bonaparte really small, or is that just a history myth?
Yeah, and I guess like it's more about his ego, because when you think about like, you know, men that are shorter, like Prince, he didn't have that kind of like attitude. He didn't go, well, I'm going to put like, I don't know, five stripes on somebody because I won that many Grammys or something. You know.
That would be a move, though.
Yeah. And then, of course, that Breton shirt was adopted by Chanel, who famously kind of converted it into jersey fabric.
Right.
That became kind of fashionable. She also one day decided that she was going to wear what were called yachting trousers instead of a bathing suit when she was in Venice, and that became the 1930s kind of sailor pants.
Okay.
Yeah, and like if you think about it, the Breton shirt was worn by Audrey Hepburn, Bridget Bardot, the Merry Pranksters, which are the followers mm-hmm. of King Kesey, and then, you know, that coupled with Chanel's sailor pants that went on to be really fashionable in the 1930s, they yeah. were worn by Greta Garbo, Marlene Dietrich, Katharine Hepburn. Interestingly enough, I did not know this, but sailor pants, the classic sailor pants, were actually modelled, you know, they were modelled by modelled off bell bottoms, so they yeah. were wide leg, but also mid 19th century and earlier kind of the fly was different, so they always have 8 buttons and there's six down one side, three down one side, three down the other side, which you see
yeah.
and when that flap comes down there's two that hold the whole thing together underneath.
That's so interesting. Yeah, I always just assumed it was the ones at the sides holding it together. I didn't realise there was the secret buttons.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then the pockets go underneath that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, they're quite cool, those pants, I have to say. I also, we were talking about this the other day in the office, how you're never not looking for good pants.
Like, always. A quest.
It's a quest. you get a new pair of pants and you're always thinking, I could still have another good pair of pants.
Never though. Satiated.
And I feel like we're not in a very good era at the moment Mm-mm. for pants, no. fashion-wise. They're hard to find.
Yeah, it is that tailoring thing. I always think that, you know, the rule is that if you find a good pair of pants, you always buy two.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for bringing us a bit of sailor chic this morning for children and for adults as well. You've picked us a bit of a French vibe today to carry on that sort of Chanel moment. What are we going to listen to, Penny?
The Limonanas, Je suis une go-go girl.
Fabulous. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Go, go, go.
Grizzy's texted in to say as kids in the 60s they were getting little sailor outfits from the Sears catalogue in the USA. They were so cute. I love that image. Thank you very much, Grizzy. That track we were listening to was Je suis un go-go girl by the Limonianas. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep beep.
Beep beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.